This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
With so much talk about insider groups getting special favors from government in the aftermath of the SNC-Lavalin scandal, let's not overlook the beauty going on right now in BC. And if you're listening from Alberta, sit back. I think you'll enjoy it. To borrow from the ads that are costing taxpayers millions to run, community benefit agreements will not allow anyone but NDP-friendly unions from bidding on government infrastructure projects, which prevents the taxpayer from getting the best price and moves straight out of Donald Trump's protectionist playbook. Now, I'll give you an example. On the $1.4 billion Patula Bridge project alone, the community benefits agreements, which prohibits that competitive bidding, is estimated to cost taxpayers anywhere between $100 million and $269 million more. One project. Money that could have gone to help the homeless or reduce wait times or reduce taxes. Instead, between $100 and $269 million going to secure the support of a specific, well-connected construction union for the NDP government. And taxpayers are paying for it. And by the way, the unionized workers are also guaranteed a 2% wage increase compounding each year through 2024. But here's the best part, and I think it's worthy of several goofy awards. As the Vancouver Sun notes, the government has also decreed that every worker on the job site camps is entitled to, in the government's own words, eat all the food they want. A glutton's paradise. But that's not all. Please listen to this, because it's just so incredible, and BC taxpayers are paying for it. The dinner plates must be kept warm, and the dessert table must always have at least one pie and a variety of Jell-O or pudding available daily. I'm just asking, do you get that at your house? The government also guarantees that on those warm plates, the main course of chicken, beef, or seafood cannot be repeated more than once every 5 days. And there are designated salad dressings and acceptable condiments, too. The government's even gone so far as to stipulate the amount of elbow room to be 76.2 centimeters. Certainly not 76 centimeters, otherwise we as taxpayers are in trouble. To borrow from George Orwell, everyone is created equal, but some people, especially government supporters, are more equal than others. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.